This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive.
You know, David Knight and I are just apoplectic because it's so insanely obvious that there is a global corporate takeover destroying speech everywhere, and we can't seem to get the general public to realize how much danger they're in. The president gets it. He understands it, and then he's under incredible attack. And now because we've got Trump in there and other nationalists are getting elected, the authoritarians are throwing everything they've got against us now. And it's basically going to cause a quickening of the authoritarianism, and maybe that's a good thing because it'll wake people up. I don't know, David. Other points on all this?
Well, you know, Alex, we're talking about what's happening in Florida and Georgia, Arizona, and so forth. These guys don't give up when they lose an election. They're not giving up about Brexit. They're not giving up about President Trump's election. They never quit. But they are able to use the media and the connections that they have there. You know, as I was saying before, it's strange to see the left saying we're going to allow these giant corporations to censor everybody's speech and be and decide what you're going to be able to say and not say. And they accept that because these big corporations are saying, we're with you on political correctness, we're with you on the transgender agenda or whatever, or any kind of identity politics stuff. Yeah, we check all those boxes. However, what they don't realize is that they're also working hand in glove with the military-industrial complex, with NATO, with the Atlantic Council, and all these neocons that are out there. They're also running this because they are also globalists. So this whole thing about identity politics and political correctness that Silicon Valley buys into, that puts a nice veneer on it for the left, and they like that. They want people censored on the basis of that, but they don't realize that the larger issue here is that the globalists are coming back against everybody that's defeating them, whether it's in Britain with the UK, with Brexit, or whether it's President Trump, or whether it's some of these other countries that are trying to defend themselves, as we saw with Emmanuel Macron last week. Pushing back against anybody who wants to have some say-so and control over their lives. So they will use any tactic, any technique, and these people are just embracing that. It's absolutely amazing to see this tyranny where they're able to come after people, and they're, as I said before, they're bragging about it. We're not going to stop at social media. We're not going to stop until we demonetize people. We're not going to stop until we absolutely kick off their websites off of the Internet.
David, we know where they're going. It's in Reuters today. We first broke this almost 6 years ago. Venezuela is releasing an ID card that can track and punish citizens, and the Chinese government, Chinese telecom giant, is building Venezuela's social credit system. This is the global system. Yeah. China is exporting it. Google and others are working with them, and Google won't even work with the Pentagon now. The decision has been made to go with authoritarianism, and if Trump can stop this, he can stop the entire global takeover. This must be stopped now. This system is the beginning of the end. And if we can't hold the line here, there is no hope.
You know, Alex, you said Google won't work with the Pentagon and so forth. They won't show up for congressional hearings, just like Clapper and Brennan won't show up when they're asked to come in and talk about it. These are the people who really are the government, because they can tell the senators, hey, we're not going to work with you. We're not going to work with the Pentagon. We're not going to work with the senators. We're in charge here. The corporations and the CIA that are running this situation. And that's what's so scary about all this stuff, is that the American people are not getting some of this information. Even when you have this simple little thing with Jim Acosta and President Trump, it is so obvious, it's so apparent. You can see the video. They can run the experiment themselves, do it on their own editor. Everybody's got a little iMovie editor on their computer, or the equivalent on PCs. They can prove it to themselves, but they're not interested enough, or they don't have enough time, and they only hear that same echo chamber that is coming out over and over again. That's what's so...
David Knight, great job, and you are here every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and folks can follow everything you're doing there at Infowars.com/show, and of course, you've got your own big Twitter account they haven't banned yet, you've had for many years, @Libertarian. So God bless you, David, great job, have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we're going to come back. I got so much, I don't know where to start. Just stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
For our species, not a post-human world already set up by the globalists. We now take you live to that fight.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are the heart of the resistance because other people were scared. Or they thought, how do you do that? How do you build your own radio TV network? How do you resist? How do you get a populist president elected? Well, we did it. You did it. The audience did it. Our affiliates did it. Our sponsors did it. God did it. And now here we are under total attack. The enemy was arrogant before, the corporate press, because they wanted all the advertising money. We didn't even care about it. Tried to act like talk radio didn't exist. We know it had a bigger audience than all corporate news combined. And then finally, when Hillary lost and they saw populists winning all over the world, they said, that's it, shut the free speech down now. And they go, that'll wake them up faster. No, we'll just deny it to Congress. Which is its own giant scandal. And you know, out of the 25 members of the EU, only 2 countries ever had votes to enter the EU. And they thought those were trade deals. Just like the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the North American Union was supposedly the Trans-American Partnership, all these different systems. North American trade deals. They're really signing your sovereignty over to these international corporate boards. And the EU is there to suck Europe dry, get rid of the nation states in their own words, and now set up an EU army we first talked about decades ago to block any nation states trying to pull out during the financial implosion of the nations. And then third world populations are brought in and weaponized, put on welfare, so they can burn down any city at the snap of a finger. And the journey towards total enslavement is then complete. So Paul Watson, who is a member of UKIP and works on their strategy committee, has been for the last 2 days at Parliament nonstop. He came back last night, filed this report. I just talked to him earlier. We're going to be getting him on the show. But there are big developments. And just like they do here, we vote something in, they just then ignore it. The swamp and the bureaucracy just ignores it. So Paul's followed report, the truth about Brexit. Then we're going to get into illegal aliens funded by the UN called migrants are scaling the U.S.-Mexico fence. Will they be arrested? Our reporters have just arrived on the scene. That's going to be coming up later live as well. Also, illegal aliens are involved in more vicious crimes, rapes, shootouts with police, and the media won't even say they're illegal. But we found the evidence. And we have the shocking dash cam video of that coming up. But Kamala Harris, of the Democrat from California, a member of Congress, she says any border is KKK. That is all coming up. And the big news is the world system that's now being put in place for the cashless society. Reuters is now reporting on it. Meanwhile, National Guard soldier arrested, charged with smuggling Mexican nationals into the U.S. Yes, the treason runs deep. The treason of people involved in the human smuggling and selling the nation out. Big business doing this, ladies and gentlemen. It's all coming up. Please don't forget newswars.com, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. Those are the sites the globalists work around the clock to try to ban and block. Why? Because we're pointing out that our country's under attack and the globalists that are coming in are totally authoritarian, don't pay taxes, and are above the law, and it's a nightmare system. We're not just getting conquered by something that's better. We're being conquered by something absolutely horrible. So that's coming up as well. And then Communist China officially moves in to Latin America with the global ID system and the cashless society, Mark of the Beast, social credit system. Reuters is even reporting it. But first, here is Paul Joseph Watson's report, The Truth About Brexit. And some will say, well, see, they passed it 3 years ago, and it's blocked, and the bureaucrats won't do it. But 10 years ago, you couldn't get people to even admit that the UK was in the EU. They did it by stealth. And 5 years ago, people didn't believe that they never voted to not be part of it. And then 3 years ago, they voted to get out of it. Now they're saying you can't get out of it. That's the beginning of the end once people learn they're ruled by outside unelected powers. Here's Paul Joseph Watson.
Let's just be honest. This whole thing was designed to fail from the very beginning. Theresa May never intended to dignify the referendum result. I warned that they were going to stab us all in the back from day one. Theresa May deliberately negotiated a crappy deal, knowing it would be rejected so as to create the pretext for cancelling Brexit. If you enter into a negotiation with no limits on the length to which you'll compromise, that's not a negotiation, that's a capitulation, that's surrender. From the start, this has been one long process in managed surrender.
My right honourable friend, and she is unquestionably honourable, said that we would leave the customs union. Annex 2 says otherwise. My right honourable friend said that she would maintain the integrity of the United Kingdom. A whole protocol says otherwise. My right honourable friend said that we would be out of the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice. Article 174 says otherwise. As what my right honourable friend says and what my right honourable friend does no longer match.
This is not Brexit. This is a failure of government policy. It needs to be rejected.
I mean, for God's sake, her chief negotiator, the guy cutting the deal, Ollie Robbins, was a staunch communist who defended Stalin. What did you expect? Now, Theresa May is threatening no Brexit whatsoever if her sandwich of a deal gets rejected, which it will. And that was the plan all along. I knew this is what would happen because it's a tried and tested EU model. Give people the illusion of choice, the facsimile of democracy. Let them vote, but if their vote defies the EU, just sabotage the process or make them vote again and again and again until you get the result you want. Citizens across the continent voted to reject the Maastricht Treaty, to reject the Nice Treaty, to reject the EU Constitution, to reject the Lisbon Treaty, to reject the euro bailout. Every time the votes were ignored, emphasizing the fundamentally anti-democratic nature of the European Union.
We are being asked to sign up to a deal that doesn't really give us Brexit, that betrays the greatest democratic exercise in this country. But I have to say, tonight, I'm feeling more optimistic. I'm seeing the resignations. I think we're getting close to the end of the worst and most duplicitous Prime Minister in British history. And that will give us a chance for a fresh start.
This is also about punishing the UK to intimidate other European countries out of pursuing their own form of Brexit. This is nothing less than a complete and total betrayal of democracy. We didn't vote to sign up to everything under a different name and be the EU's bitch. We voted to leave the EU. This deal de facto keeps us in the EU, but with no say and no influence, it turns us into a slave state. And on top of that, we're handing over £39 billion for the privilege. We're the prostitutes in this exchange. We're the ones getting bent over and screwed, yet we're paying them. This deal is so awful that we'd be better off staying in the EU And that was the plan all along. Now they're going to push for a second referendum, which includes the option of cancelling Brexit, an option that will serve as a death sentence for the very notion of Great Britain as a democratic country, having stuck in the knife May and her globalist cabal, and now twisting it by putting the country at risk of the chilling prospect of being ruled by Jeremy Corbyn, a terrorist sympathiser who thinks that Venezuela's socialist dystopia is a model for the world.
The choice is now clear. We stand up for the United Kingdom, the whole of the United Kingdom, the integrity of the United Kingdom, or we vote for a vassal state with the breakup of the United Kingdom. That's the choice.
Theresa May never represented the interests of the United Kingdom to begin with. So how on earth is she still in power? This is it. This is our last chance to appoint a leader whose loyalties lie with their country, not with a gaggle of odious technocrats in Brussels. This is the last chance for Britain to avoid disappearing down a hard left hellhole. This is the last chance for Britain to avoid a constitutional crisis. This is sovereignty on the chopping block. This is democracy hanging by a thread.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
So, the caravan that 2 weeks ago tore down and smashed through Mexican border defenses, running over their military and riot police, injuring many of them, some of them with firearms and Molotov cocktail firebombs, has made it in the last 48 hours. The first Vanguard bust in. Would have taken over 100 days for them to get there at 10 miles a day. But they were bussed in lavishly by UNICEF and by USAID, the State Department, funding George Soros. That's public. And now they're beginning to mash and promising and taunting military the last 2 days. We played the video yesterday saying in Spanish, we're going to run over you. We are coming. You will not stop us. We are here. And so the first end of the tentacle, the first tip of the spear, has now hit, and we have two of our reporters that are on the scene, live reports coming up at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We're going to be asking locals what they think of what's going on. We're going to be going and talking to some of the invaders about who's funding them and what's going on. And we're also going to be, again, showing that imaginary caravan that does not exist. There's footage from 2 days ago. Does not exist. And, of course, on the news, people are actually climbing over, being allowed to climb over. The military's not engaging them yet because you can't do that. Why, that's KKK behavior, according to Kamala Harris, the Democrat from California, a member of Congress. There's a parallel between ICE and the KKK, even though ICE is about half Hispanic, even though Latin America's collapsed, even though all the countries around Venezuela put up fences because it's collapsed into a total hellhole. But don't worry, they have a digital mark of the beast that's coming in this week. I have the article here, next segment. No. There's a nice corridor set up by the UN into our country with the Democrats waiting with open arms in California, covered in human feces and needles and out-of-control crime and ash raining down out of the sky and all the corruption. Why, she says it's the KKK if we have a border. Mexico has a border with us and checks people. There's a border with Central America, with Guatemala and Honduras and Belize. But see, we can't because Kamala Harris has brown skin, so she's a god. So she can engage in racial baiting and try to demonize America's existence and the American flag and all the rest of the Democrats hate. So here she is.
Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws? And do you see any parallels?
I do not see any parallels between officers and agents.
I'm talking about perception.
I do not see a parallel between what is constitutionally mandated as it relates to enforcing the law.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no.
Are you aware that there's a perception
that puts ICE in the same category as the KKK? Is that what you're asking me?
No, I'm very specific about what I'm asking. Are you aware of a perception that the way that the discretion...
I see no parallel.
I'm not finished.
I see none.
I'm not finished. Are you aware that there's a perception that ICE is administering its power in a way that is causing fear and intimidation, particularly among immigrants and specifically among immigrants coming from Mexico and Central America? Are you aware of that perception?
I do not see a parallel between the power and the authority that ICE has to do its job and the agents and officers who do it professionally and excellently with lots of compassion.
Sir, how can you be the head of an agency and be unaware of how your agency is perceived by certain communities?
There is a lot of perceptions in the media and in the public that are incorrect about the agency.
But the perception exists. Would you agree? Whether or not it's correct. And wouldn't you agree then that if that perception exists, there might need to be some work done to correct the perception?
We're going to back that up and play it again in a moment. The computer jumped ahead like 10 seconds. She says the perception that you're KKK, and then he responds to it. That part, for some reason, wasn't there. This is a race-baiting KKK member. This is a racist Hispanic woman who has a chip on her shoulder against America and white people, and she's there saying that people trying to get into the country to have anchor babies and get everything free are so scared of the KKK that they're fighting to get into it. And then they get there, and half the agents on average are Hispanic, and literally treat them like royalty. And then if a person shows up with a bunch of unidentified kids, they take the kids away from them until they find out who they are, and this same woman claims they're brutalizing kids and just compared it to the Nazis. This is a monster, race-baiting pig. That's what she is. And this is how these people operate. The full quotes are online. So let's go ahead and play it from the beginning so you can have it here in context.
I think you would agree as a member of law enforcement that law enforcement, generally speaking, and certainly it would be the case with ICE officers and agents, that a great deal of your power is discretionary. You have limited resources and you make decisions about what you're going to do, but you exercise a great deal of discretion in terms of how you're going to use the limited resources and how you're going to prioritize them. And then understanding that, I think you would also agree that one's perspective and their bias, if they have bias, will influence their exercise of discretion in terms of the power they have and how it will be used and implemented. So I want to return to the question that Senator Peters asked you about the statement you made describing the Democratic Party as liberal-cratic or neo-clanist, which was this, I think the assumption there was that you were comparing it to the Ku Klux Klan, the KKK. So you said in response to his question, you're sorry because the words caused offense. So would you not be sorry if no one was offended by your words?
No, it was wrong to do.
Why was it wrong?
Because those are offensive words.
Why are they offensive?
Because they have history in this country, and I honestly did not mean it that way.
But please talk about
this. Pause. Here's a woman in the party that founded the KKK that is a total race-baiting party of crime and blue city sludge and needles and feces and child trafficking and radical Islam supporting and just all the filth that comes out of these people. And Christians and conservatives and abolitionists end all this crap and fight a war for it. These people flip around, turn the minority population that they're able to into a bunch of race-baiting scum, and the deputy head of ICE points out the Democrats are a neo-Klan party. They are. They're a race-based party. And then now he's having to apologize to her, and it just continues on. Let's keep going.
That would then make those words wrong.
Well, the Klan was what we would call today a domestic terrorist group.
Why? Why would we call them domestic terrorists?
Because they're race-based scum like you.
Tried to use fear and force to change political environment.
Like Antifa and the Democrats.
What was the motivation for the use of fear and force?
It was based on race and ethnicity.
Right. Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws? And do you see any parallels?
I do not see any parallels between officers and agents.
So there she goes doing the parallel with that flipping it around that we're not the KKK here, the Democratic Party race-based system. No, it's you, and you can't have a border or a country.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Next segment, I'm a little bit behind. I'm going to get into an incredible window into the world of total big tech surveillance and what they can do once the internet ID is in place. Chicago has already done it. Venezuela's doing it. Blue cities are all going to do it. amusement tax forced on PlayStation gamers in Chicago. I'm not kidding. We're going to be getting to that coming up, and it ties into Reuters. Venezuela is releasing an ID card that can track and punish citizens. It's the World Social Scorb. Get ready for it. It's going to be nightmarish. But people won't stand up for themselves, and so it's going to get bad, especially because lawmakers on average are like 75 years old and don't know how to find their ass with both hands. And I'm not saying they're 75 years old. They're all a bunch of arrogant lawyers that care more about playing golf and having people pull their chairs out for them than to know what's going on. The Chi-Coms and Big Tech are running circles around them. It's sick. So we just played a bunch of Kamala Harris, the Democrat kook, the racist, the race baiter, the KKK lover. She's in the KKK party. Draws parallels between ICE and the KKK. Now let's talk Turkey. You've got 800 million people in Latin America, and the population is set to double in the next 20 years to 1.6 billion. You've got 1.8 million Muslims. They're set to double by 2030 in the next 12 years or 11 years. Time's flying. And these are monocultures in the Middle East, monocultures in North Africa, monocultures in Islamic countries in Asia. Because they don't live in peace with you if you're not a Muslim. In fact, if you're not the right type of Muslim, you dead. But the left, oh, Zuckerberg's considering banning Trump off Facebook because he banned people from six nations that don't have real passports. So, the great crime is stopping the UN and these big corporations that have already looted the third world from stopping the political groups they organize and then have come to your border to get all the free goods and bankrupt your welfare society. There is hope, though, because in Germany and in Sweden and in Italy, the socialists, in many cases, have been joining the right-wingers and going, yeah, we don't want our pension funds totally bankrupted. And so we better stop. But see, the globalists are now banning the socialists off Facebook and Twitter and YouTube because they're not little socialist globalists. But China is now moving into Venezuela to control the invasion of Central and North America and to put in a national ID control grid. And Google is actually helping the Venezuelan dictatorship suppress their population. We're going to cover all that in the next segment. But let's get to this, because there's not just saying the caravan invasions don't exist or the UN's not involved or Soros isn't involved, but it's all public knowledge that's going on. And Soros is separately in Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and Reuters bragging that he's funding the migrant caravans through money he gets from taxpayers via the State Department and the UN. So we'll have a PR piece in the same New York Times about how great it is that they're funding the migrants, and then another piece saying it doesn't exist. You're like, well, that doesn't make sense. No, they're training you to accept lies. And then you have an article, National Guard soldier arrested, charged with smuggling Mexican nationals into the U.S. A migration-related news coverage continues to center around U.S. troops deployed to the U.S. border. Anticipation of migrant caravans' long-awaited arrival, one service member has reportedly gone against the security grain and smuggled Mexican migrants into the U.S. Oh, he's gone against the security grain, says the Army Times. The security grain. He's violated his orders. He's violated his oath. He's violated federal law with human smuggling and aided and abetted the smuggler groups that brought him up here. But that's just going against the grain. Kind of like the U.N. says NAMBLA want to date your five-year-old daughters, going against the grain. California National Guardsman, PFC Edward Jair Acosta Avila, was arrested November 10th with his car was stopped in San Diego, California, about 2 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border, USA reported. But this is all just now happening, yesterday coming out a few days later, 4 days later. Here it is. More caravan migrants arrive in Tijuana. Brace for long stay. They find one kid. Zoom in on them. And that brings me next to the propaganda. They called it hundreds smash over the Mexican border 2.5 weeks ago. It was tens of thousands. Now, dozens from Caravan line up at border, seek asylum, New York Times. Local news says it's 2,000, according to Border Patrol. See, dozens means 2,000, hundreds means 50,000. Get to learn how the math works. Learn how the doublespeak works. It's a formula of deception. Now, here's another example of the deception. It's everywhere. This is out of 5 News Online, KFSP. Springdale man arrested after shooting at multiple officers, hearing pursued. So again, Springdale man arrested for shooting at multiple officers during pursuit. Video captured by a bystander shows the moments when a gunman opened fire on Washington County deputy who tried to stop him near. It goes on from that point. So this is Springdale, Arkansas, and he's shooting at the vehicle for them pulling him over. He's an illegal alien. He's been deported before, but you've got to dig deep to even learn that. That's really the headline here. MSM nationwide covers and just says a Springdale man. It's like when Muslims rape little girls or kill them. It's always German men, 10 German men, kidnapped a 4-year-old girl and raped her for days before hanging her. No, it was a group of Islamicists. And it's the same story. Never tell you it's an illegal alien. Never tell you that he gets pulled over. And this is just what he does, you know, in Mexico. But see, Infowars.com. Infowars.com will tell you. Dash cam video shows moment illegal immigrant suspect opens fire on Arkansas police officer. Fox News is reporting as well. Newly released dash cam video shows the moments a police officer in Arkansas stared down the barrel of gun during an intense shootout with an illegal immigrant suspect over the weekend. The driver, 29-year-old Louis Cabos Sinoboi, how do you say that? Sinoboa? C-E-N-O-B-I-O, Sinbio, didn't stop, and the officer reportedly initiated a brief chase. After eventually pulling over, he got out of his vehicle and began shooting at Thompson, officials say. He riddled the police car with bullet holes. Thompson quickly returned fire, and he fled the scene. The 29-year-old was found by another officer about a half an hour later, and once again shot at police, officials said. He was then followed into Fayetteville, where Fayetteville police and Arkansas State Police joined the pursuit until he was eventually stopped and taken into custody. If he gets a leftist jury, he'll be let go, like the guy that shot the young lady in the back. They said, you're allowed to. Just kill her. She's white. Do it. San Francisco. Authorities said the 29-year-old had a wounded left arm and shoulder and was taken into hospital before being handed over to police. Louis Cabos Bubu Babo, or Pupu Nubu, however you say it, has been charged with 4 counts of attempted capital murder, committing a terroristic act, fleeing, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. You have him open and shut, shooting at the police for no reason. We don't need a bunch of appeals. He gets his appeals, and then he gets lethal injection. Kill this animal, dog. Kill these people. I don't care if they're white, black, or Hispanic. If you're running around for no reason trying to kill people because they pull you over when you're speeding, then we need to just put these mad dogs down.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Just fire! Jesus! Just fire, Kenny.
Listener, you can't see this incredible footage, but it's up on InfoWars.com.
Just fire,
InfoWars.com. But let's just say that this illegal alien does not have the highest IQ. How do you pronounce his last name? I don't have the highest IQ either. 29-year-old Luis Cabos Sinobio. So this idiot, 29-year-old Luis Cabos Sinobio, is an illegal alien here. He's in Arkansas, and the police try to pull him over, so he just gets out of the car and starts trying to kill the police and then tries to come around into the police car to kill the cop. Really smart if you're wanting to get the death penalty. For no reason. All he would have gotten was maybe deported. Most of the police departments, nothing, because the judges are globalist and leftist in Sanctuary City and say let him go. But instead, he tries to kill this cop, races on down the road, other police see him, and he stops and tries to kill them. Now, normally when illegal aliens kill people in blue cities, they are actually let off. Every few days I see where hit and run, stabbing, shooting, shoot a young woman in the back in San Francisco. They let him go. No charges. They said, in fact, there's talk of suits against the state and against the feds for even supporting it. That's right. She shot a woman in the back. She's white. Kill her ass. And that was a white jury. That's white prosecutors. Because there's nothing like a virtue signal saying, you want to take a gun and shoot a woman in the back, as long as they're white, as long as it's in San Francisco, the city of piles of human feces, it's a good thing. Because this is the cult. You cannot say an illegal alien's bad unless they're white. And they had that German illegal alien running around burning everything down in Colorado for a couple of years. There's a lot of crazy people fleeing their countries that get here illegally, and then they have no identity. They can do pretty much anything they want. Remember the railway killer that they confirm he killed 20-plus people, mainly Hispanics? He was Hispanic. He just rode around on trains murdering people, and no one could ever catch him because he didn't have any identity. But then everybody else has got to be surveilled 24 hours by the system, or we're terrorists. So dash cam video shows moment illegal immigrant, illegal alien, suspect opens fire on Arkansas police officer and then gets chased down the road and shoots at more police vehicles until he gets shot twice. And now he's out of any type of condition and is at the jail. And I'm sure the left will be saying, release him immediately. The article's on Infowars.com. Watch illegal alien charged with attempted murder after firing at the police. Let me tell you, he didn't just shoot at him. He was coming up to the vehicle, but he wasn't risking his life to, like, fight ISIS that has sex slaves or Al-Qaeda or something. He wasn't risking his life to fight another military. He was going out of his way because the cops dare pull him over to try to kill a cop on dash cam. This guy is a real rocket scientist. He's risking his life for no reason to try to kill a cop because he hates America and police so much. That's the mindset. To him, this is evil. This is bad. You've seen the different confessions. Can we pull the guy up that Trump ran ads of that got banned? Illegal alien, deported repeatedly. Do you have anything to say after you killed this cop in cold blood and shot him in the back? No, I'm just sad I didn't kill more. Because there's a certain percentage of people in Latin America who've ruined those countries, who were into the cult of death and murdering people indiscriminately. And illegal aliens, on average, commit twice as much crime as any other group. Does that mean all the, quote, immigrants are bad people? No. But statistically, there are a lot of criminals coming in, and that's what Trump said. And they mainly feed on their own communities. But we're told, doesn't matter. Were we able to find that piece, I forget the name of the band video. This is the band ad just a few weeks ago in the whole election. That's got the guy saying he's just too bad he didn't kill more cops. It's incredible. But that's the mindset here. What I do want to get to, since I mentioned San Francisco, is this piece I mentioned a few days ago, but I didn't get to, because NBC actually did a good job telling the truth about the disgusting crime-ridden situation in San Francisco Bay Area and why are blue cities such hell pits. So we're going to play that report, and then we did find the other piece, but here is this extremely powerful NBC report.
FBC Barry investigation reveals a dangerous concoction of drug needles, garbage, and even feces lining the streets of downtown.
Investigative reporter Bagad Shaban explains why parts of the city are now being compared to some of the worst slums, not just in the country, but in the world.
Terry and Jess, parts of the city aren't just disgusting. These diseased streets can be dangerous. Millions of your tax dollars are spent cleaning them. So why does one of the richest cities in the world have neighborhoods that resemble some of the poorest? Tonight, we investigate. You like taking walks?
With my mom and my dad.
Yeah? Anila Reed is pretty observant for a three-year-old.
This is like a microphone.
That's what it is. And rambunctious. Which might be why she had no problem telling us her thoughts on San Francisco.
You know, people are pooping there.
You see poop sometimes?
Yeah, we're garbage.
How does that make you feel?
That makes me angry.
It makes you angry?
Yeah.
Anila and her fellow preschoolers have to regularly dodge some of the worst of what San Francisco has to offer. The day we met Anila, she and her class walked right by nearly a dozen drug needles. That's the kids singing, by the way.
You gotta start paying attention to the ground, okay?
Okay.
Kim Davenport is Anila's mom and often walks her to school.
It's not safe. It's not healthy. Feces on the ground, needles.
You've actually had to pull her out of the way to keep
her. Yes, of course. I just had to do that this morning.
So how dirty is the city? I hit the streets with my producer to find out. Together, we surveyed 153 blocks of downtown San Francisco. We spent 3 days walking up and down every street, inspecting more than 20 miles of the city. We found trash on every block, 303 piles of feces, and 100 needles.
If you do get stuck with these disposed needles, you can get HIV, hepatitis C, hepatitis B.
Dr. Lee Riley is an infectious disease expert at UC Berkeley.
The fecal matter could possibly get into air, and if you happen to inhale that, it can also go into your intestine.
Which can be deadly, especially for children. Dr. Riley has researched some of the dirtiest slums in the world, but believes contamination levels in parts of San Francisco may now be even worse.
Much higher than what we see in places like Brazil or Kenya or India.
The neighborhoods we surveyed include the notorious Tenderloin, but also popular tourist spots like Union Square and major hotels. The area also includes City Hall, schools, playgrounds, and a police station. We took hundreds of photos and videos.
All right, that's enough.
Along the way, we spotted several.
It goes on for 4 more minutes. The full video is on Infowars.com. But you have to understand, Democrats ship the drugs in. Democrats ship the human trafficking in. Democrats manage it. But you think this army PFC that got caught bringing illegal aliens in yesterday, you think this is the only person doing this? It's big business. Because once they get here, they get the free welfare, the free housing, the babies are had for free, they're made citizens. And then the Democrats and the local mafia, they go get them a job, and they take most of their welfare money. And then if they get uppity, then there's a call made to ICE from the sanctuary city, and they say that you've done something illegal, and then ICE is allowed to come in. So they bring in these people as their slaves. It's on record. That's how this works. And that's why it's getting worse. And they vote the way they want. They politically do what they're told, but that's the beginning. This is a permanent underclass. You bring them in, you got your yogurt factory, you control them, you shake them down, you know, you got your factory, whatever. That's how slavery works. These are sweatshops being set up in America with slaves. Then you sell them heroin, they rob everybody for the money, and you get it. That's the Democrat plantation.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the